He's doing his way. Okay. Okay, we're up to question 15 on page 8. We're up to question 50 on page 8. Is Chas Kimmel? Anyone have a Chas Kimmel? Want to give me? Moshe? Okay, Harav Morgan gave it to me. Okay. Tein divrei haramba menoge im guzlus roz hayu bezes noshim kol hashono rak besukas. In other words, the question is like this. The simple pshat we always think is the tikkun gadol on Sukkos was made for Sukkos. The rest of the year, it was just the women were the Ezra's Noshim, the men were not there, and then they made a tikkun gadol on Sukkos. That's the simple pshat of the Mishnah. But we saw that Rav Kook and his tshuva, an Orach HaMishpat, points out that if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira in the 8th Perek, it says Halacha Tes Ezra's Hanoshim Haisim Kofes Zusra Deisha Yiyu Hanoshim Roas Milmalan Vanoshim Milmatan Kideisha Lo Yiyu Muru Vavim. So it doesn't say anything about Sukkos. It says that that's the way it was. As the Ezra's Noshim was Mukefis Gezustra, that means that there was a Gezustra on top, not necessarily only on Sukkos, the whole year round. The whole year round. And Rav Kook points out, now really, this is a machlokas between the Rambam and Rashi. So if you look in Rashi, on page 2, in Pakei Yudches Gimel, Rashi writes that Chol Hashem L'Vesad V'Shem V'Zuzot V'Vachem Kedei Shiyu Noshim Om Dosh Shom B'Simchas Beis V'Shoeva. That Rashi's mashma, that as Rav Kook points out, that they were only mamid them on Sukkos. Because that's the simple pshat of the Mishnah. So that's what he's claiming, that it's a machlokas between the Rambam and Rashi, whether the Gezustros were there as the form of a balcony the whole year round or just on Sukkos. So that's what he writes. Diyuk Lashon Rambam on page 14, the Archa Mishpah, Rav Kook writes, Diyuk Lashon Rambam Dvarim Shem Hilchos Beis HaMechira Tavid Haya Hevdol Adi Gezustro. And what's pshat? In Simchas Beis HaShoeva, they did a tikkun gadol. The tikkun gadol was not the gezustra. The gezustra was always there. The tikkun gadol was they made it more tzanua, the gezustra. They made it higher, I guess a higher mechitza on the balcony. Says, Rav Kook says, "Avu pishayah hevdel bein anoshim lanoshim divrei kavu b'mikdash davar kavu
Rav Kook says, "He must have the hevdel yoshen dikar b'simchas beisus oheva, kidei shelo yavo lidei kalos rosh." But Aruv is klal. So it was a more, you know, it was a simchas beis shoeva, so it was a much more time of levity of sorts. So they needed a, you know, more tznius. So they always had the balcony. And then he claims that Rashi says not that way. Yeah. Right. So he tells to remind him. So it's interesting that that we know that the Rambam in the Peish Rishnai said what? His Takut. The second Midos, the Mishnah says, it's not, what? And so you pointed out to me that in the Masechta Midos it says it's Arvos. Right. So what do you want to say? Say it again. Right, so you want to say that that's Kufa Araya is from the Rambam himself. And you wanted to say that in Masechta Sukkos, Simchas Beis HaShoeva, that's what he writes the Slachtus, because maybe that's what the Tikkun Gadol was for the Slachtus. But the rest of the year round, it was just this Arvus. And that would be a big Limud Zchus for the shuls like Breuer's that have balconies that is istakhlus, because according to your pshat, the pshat in the Rambam only said istakhlus in Sukkah by the Simchas and Beis HaShoeva, because there was a party, it was a, you know, so there you need more tznius over there. Rosh Hashanah, the rest of the year wasn't a time of party. It was in the Beis Hamikdash, it was serious, so that it was enough just to have a lack of his harvest. According to that, then the shuls would be able to have mechitzas, that balconies without, you know, mechitzas that you can't see through, even according to the Rambam. That was a major breakthrough. Matt, you've heard of Matt? Yoni, that Yoni made. The Yoni said that he wants to say right to Rav Kook, that Rav Kook was saying that in the Ram Shita the balcony was always there, it's just Simchas Beis HaShoeva, they made it more tzadua of the balcony. So he brings a raya from the Rambam, because the Rambam only says istaklus in the Peirush Mishnayis in Sukkah, where he's talking about Simchas Beis HaShoeva, and the Peirush Mishnayis in Midos he says it's Arvus, because that wasn't showing the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. So it could be that a shul doesn't have to follow the standard of Simchas Beis HaShoeva time, because that was a party, so of course you need more. But in the Mishnayis and Midos the Mishnah says it's Arvus, and the Rambam says it's Arvus also, and maybe that would be enough just to have a balcony without the Stam Tvila wouldn't be parallel to Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Right, exactly. So that's why you need. That's why the Rambam. That's why the only saying why the Rambam has to say he shouldn't be mistakim with this levity. But when it's not levity, so that's the Rambam in the Yoni saying. That's the Rambam in the Peirush Mishnayis and Midos, where he doesn't say necessarily histakos. And a shul, maybe according to what he's saying, could be parallel to the time of the Simchas Beis Hashoah, not the time of Simchas Beis Hashoah, but parallel to the rest of the year, where there was no levity, and then it would come out that a shul that has a balcony would be okay, even if there would be histoclus. That's what Yoni's, that's Yoni's word. Good word. I like that. Rabbi Talaki, what's up there? That's right.
If we take this bar, so we just got the exact opposite.
Right. So that doesn't mean that. No, because the word is because Simchas Beis Hashoah, the women wanted to see what's going on. You know, there's no, they want to watch
the
kafos. Right. So maybe the Hanami. Maybe this is a riot that they shouldn't be doing that.
I'm
not a wall college girl. That is a minute, yeah? Just because the women decide that they want to take away the mechitza during the hakafas doesn't mean that that's just that. Yeah, I don't know, Doris. I don't know. I don't know if it's a real din minig. I like his pshat. I like Yoni's pshat.
You want to find out
what
it is in Yerushalayim 100 years ago?
I want to know what they did in Prague or Krakow 200 years ago. Right, probably not. How much dancing do they have in Simchas at Hakafas or Simchas Torah? That's like an American thing. I hold that the old days people circled around one time. It took 2 minutes, the first Hakafa. The second Hakafa took 2 minutes. Third Hakafa took 2 minutes. And the whole thing took 15 minutes. And then they laid. And they went home. What? By Hasidim in Poland? I wouldn't be surprised. I can't imagine in Poland that they spent the whole, you know, what do you say, Akiva? What do they do at KJ?
We take up the curve and just walk around, just go around the circle for 15 minutes.
The whole thing? Really?
The whole thing.
When, in the day or at night?
At night and during the day.
Really?
They
say because KJ, they follow the old, they don't have the new, really. That's so interesting. All the Hakafas of KJ, I could probably walk to KJ and come back but before they're still even. What? Yeah, so it took 10 more minutes. I'm telling you, it's a American Israel thing. And I don't think it existed too much before that.
There's a very strong Chabad in the group. More than over 100 years ago to visit other shuls, some
right.
So it maybe it's not as long now, but there was definitely some.
And that wasn't the Rebbe didn't start that. This, yeah. No,
it was like way before. Much older than
yeah, you think so? Yeah, I don't know. What do they call it? They call it the.
Like it's a very strong.
No, I know. When I was a kid, they had. Yeah.
Probably it started.
I don't know. Yeah, I can't believe that it started by the Tzemach Tzedek. Where were they walking by the Tzemach Tzedek? Like who was the next town over? Was probably. Miles and miles. Yeah, you can only have this minig if there are other shuls that are not your own in the same vicinity.
There were other shuls that were back to back.
Yeah, how many were there?
I don't know.
You have okay. I hear what you're saying, but my impression is that the Rebbe, I think he started all these new things. You know, all these shlichas and mitzvahs and.
He was
right.
Yeah, maybe.
He's very creative.
That he is.
Huh?
That he is.
He was. Yeah, okay. But it's interesting, I didn't know that the KJ they did it. It's very interesting. That probably that was Rabbi Luchstein, that was his father. Yeah. They're not going to start this new You go around, that's what hakafas mean. You go around.
That's what they're doing here.
Yeah?
Yeah,
they
sing like
one song for each.
Yeah.
I think the original thing was that they would do more for Yosef and they didn't have seven hakafas. Seven hakafas were later. From the four verses down, they were doing for Yosef on each sacred Torah. So if they had a lot of different Torah, they would have put the
left hakafas. Okay, so that's the Rambam Shita. That it was only that the Gezus Rosh were there the whole year. And then, no. 51, Tein Divrei Orach HaMishpat, Ben Yabir HaRambam, and that's what we saw. As Rav Kook said, that the Tikkun Gadol was not the putting up of the Gezustra, but it was the adding, the added sneers in the Gezustra. And the Rashi Shita is not like that. Because Rashi says, the Kifua is Mashra that, that that's what they did on. On Sukkot itself. So the rest of the year they were there, but they weren't put in the wall. They were there, you know. So that's where Rav Kook claims Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam whether the Kuzus Tros were up the whole year or not. Okay, what about the Mordechai? Okay. So we know the Mordechai says page 17. The Harav Niren says to look on page 17. He says, we know there's a halacha that you're not allowed to put a mechitza on Shabbos or Yantif, you can't build a mechitza. But if a mechitza by terrace. So if you want to carry outside and so you want to just bring one of the, like a mechitza from the shul, one of these things, and well, then you can't get it out. But that's not a good example. So you can't make a mechitza on a terrace if you want to make something mutter. But if it's only with tznius v'alma, you just want to have your own space, your own privacy. So then you're allowed to do the mechitza with tznius is mutter. So the Mordechai says, what about that when the B'shas HaDrosha. He made him make a mechitza of B'shas HaDrosha. So he says that's Litznius V'alma, it's mutter. It's only Litznius V'alma, so, and that's what the Rambam says. So the question is, so the Rambam quotes the Mordechai that a mechitza for between the men and the women, the B'shas HaDrosha is Litznius V'alma. Rav Shachar said from Rav Soloveitchik, he thought that that putting up a mechitza in a shul is also tzvius v'alma. Like if you'd want to say, like on Shabbos, if you come here and it would be open, you want to move the curtain like this, then you could do that with this.
That's tzvius v'alma.
Rabbi Nairon is asking, do you see from here that really mikra din you don't need? And it's just an added Harari points it out.
It's hard to say that.
What?
I think it's hard to say that.
After yeah, so then the question over here is that, yeah, what do you want to say? The Rav Shakta thought that the shul requires a mechitza, meaning that it's similar to the Beis HaMikdash.
So then it wouldn't necessarily be
marked
as
tefila,
it wouldn't be
tefila. Then in the shul, right. So also for tefila, you're saying you don't need it because you have the
definite. The Beis
HaMikdash, so then I think Rav Shakta also mentioned it could be a difference between a tefis or a cry ba'al. But she wasn't... It wasn't a set thing.
Yeah,
it was just an Akrai Baal machine. I think it was set like that. Yeah.
What? We always
right. Because it's the Tznius Baal machine. So that's what I thought. Rabbi Telki, Rabbi Henkin, Rabbi Huda Herzl Henkin said, that this machine is no good for a shul because it's not quite down on the bottom. So it's not considered Omei Baruch Matsuya because we paskin like machines that Baruch Matsuya means even if you're indoors, what would it be had you been outside? So he says that this is no good because it's not quite down on the bottom. But I would think not that down. In other words, so he would say that if you have a machine that's much lower but it's a brick wall, that would be okay because it's chalak rishus and it's not omid baruch matsuya, it's a brick wall. But this is, had it been outside, it would be going the wind or whatever the shit is.
You the other way also. Come on a ship and have a nice a wall that can go that can stand with a broken land and then show the sound of that closure. You
remember that? Yeah, I mean that's the brisk rub. I mean. Yeah. So I thought it's that this like Rav Shechter and Rav Soloveitchik, even though Rav Soloveitchik is known to have said you can use a smaller mechitza, but I would think that this is better than the mechitza this is better than a shorter mechitza that's more firm. That's what I think. The building, I'm saying, but the sheer. No, the Magen Avraham says, we discussed this. Magen Avraham says if you're making a mechitza inside your house, the Shamish Mitaso, if they have Svarim, if they have Ne'er, so it has to be tied down at the bottom. So because it has to be the what it would be had it been outside. Because that's what it means, Ruach Matsuya. Even Chazanish said a svara that, no, when you're indoors, and we saw in the Halachas Ketanas of Aram Chagiz that discussed that possibility. Maybe when you're indoors, so there's no Ruach, so then it's over.
Why would it be different from the
I see we pass you that has to be only Baruch Matsuya the Yabasha.
Right.
And so therefore this also has to be Ruach Matsuya the Yabasha. The Yabasha means outdoors.
No, the far is not from the Pasquin and Ben Sokah that there's no Sokah.
By where?
We're even built the Sokah in many class.
Right.
Yeah, that's a much smaller.
No, so we assume halacha that kol zman that it was up, it was good. But it collapsed. Right. Well, that's what the Brisker Rav said, that the din of mechitza is this one stand, one halacha, wherever you are, has to be mechitza ruah the yabasha. So if you hold that you follow that if you're indoors and there's no wind, then it'll be okay, then this will be okay. But he wanted to say like the other way, that it's totally what is had it been outside. Everything is totally Hilchas Mechitzas are totally a Ruach Matsuya the Yabasha wherever you are, by the sea or indoors. So I thought that the Pashutran is that it's Litznius, so Mamela, so this is more Litznius than the brick wall. The brick wall that's up to my shoulders is less Litznius than having this curtain that goes above my head. Against Rav Henkin. And that's what the Mordechai says, the Drosha Litzniusa, that's what Tzitzali has quoted from Yerby Kestel Abramsky, so Shul certainly is Litznius. Then we had the Prima Gardim, in the priestess of Sadin Lefnei HaRuach, today Shetadlik Esaneros. Right, if a person needs to light candles on Yontif, and there's Ruach there, so he says maybe you're not allowed to do it because it's permitting you to light. So it's a Mechitza Materis. And then he says, no, maybe not. Because it's not really matir, it's just taking away the ruach. So it's not a positive heter. Like the carry, that's a positive heter. Here's not a positive heter, it's just taking away the ruach. Okay. Yuchas Gimel, Shemi? Okay, so now we do a little bit of Simcha B'mono. So the, what does it say? The Sefer Chassidim. Says that if men and women are mixed seating, you can't say a simcha b'mono, because it's not a true simcha, because it's averus. So you can't say it's a simcha b'mono. That's because we're from the Sefer Chassidim, and that is the Bach says that. The Beis Shmuel quotes it from the Bach. שאנשים ונשים בחדר אחד אין אומרים שמחה במונו, ואין שמחה כשיצא הר השולט. And Lavush quotes it from the Sefer Hasidim. And he said, "Ain't this harm Achshem Zeh? Achshem Mishum Dachshem Mugol with Anoshim Harbim and Anoshim." So the Lavush says that that this. This Lavush is really not the Lavush, right? The Lavush is quoting from who? From Isaac Tirna. The Sefer, right? This is the Lavush is quoting Menhagim of Rav Isaac Tirna, right? So Rav Isaac Tirna is the one who's saying this. That today that men and women have more social interaction, so then we don't assume that the Hirurim are because it's something we're ruggled with. So that's why the verse says that the minig is that we say a simcha mamono even in a room where men and women are there. That's the minig in many people.
Is there room to say that yes, the ring of change, but because once we really have the elephant standard, we're not going to achieve that? Like, there's plenty of things that we do. Even Malacha Shabbos, but yes, it's no longer with the way with medicine. No one grinds up medicine anymore. The reason for not...
Yeah, because I'll tell you, medicine is a din in the Gemara. Okay? So you can't play around with a din in the Gemara.
Even if the reason is no longer...
Right, that's what Shach said. That's called a Dovah Shemiminyan, even though the reason is not applicable anymore, but the din is true. But... this is not a din in the Gemara. This is a Sefer Hasidim.
Right.
So that's not the same as a din in the Gemara. Yoni? Well, we didn't do the Derech B'Gudach yet. The Derech B'Gudach in page 7 he said, today, you know, we're in Golas, and the women work also. No, in the old days, a woman stayed home, and you didn't see her. So when you finally see a woman, it's very, could be very, you know, provocative, because you don't normally see. But today, yesterday, women are in the workforce. This is the Dech B'Kudecha talk. When did the Dech B'Kudecha pass away? When did he live? What was his years? The B'nai Yisosra. Huh? What? Is when he passed away. Yeah. So, even at his time, Noshim Oskos Vemasu Matam. So, Inkam Chiddush Marias Noshim Ki Yudovar Murgal. The way you spoil Adam Kolkach Mehira. So that's what the Derech B'Gudach says. A similar thing with Rav Isaac. You know, Isaac Tir. When did Rav Isaac Tir live? Rav Isaac Tir. Yeah, so when did he live? He lived much before that. Isaac Tirna? When did he live? What's his years? Shimon Iron? Looking?
1425.
1425, a few years before. Bastian Rabbi, 1425.
Is he a
Rishon? No. Isaac Tirna is not a Rishon. What? He is?
Huh?
1425, he's considered.
Yeah,
he's called a Rishon, Isaac Tirna?
Yeah.
Late Rishon, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's interesting that he, because the Levush is quoting this from Rav Isaac Tirna, right? But how can Marina Rav Isaac Tirna? So that's the. So that's the issue of the Levush. And the Dech Pekudecha says a similar thing. Yeah, in 59 we had the Mishnah's Rabbi Aaron. Aaron Kotler was very machmir in this. And he said that there's no two opinions of the Rambam, of his Tachlus, his Arvus, like Rav Moshe said. One thing. When there's a stockless, there's a sarvus. And therefore, he didn't like any mechitza that you could see. From Aaron Cutler. From Aaron Cutler. What? Well, yeah, but this one he'll like, yeah. He was down in here. He was down in here. You know, Aaron Cutler used to live on the west side, you know that. And then he moved to Barapak. One place he didn't live was Lakewood. Even though his yeshiva was in Lakewood. He lived in the West Side. West Side, that's where you go. You know, everybody told me he would come like Thursday. And he would leave. He had like a long weekend. He would come Thursday and leave Monday, something like that. But everybody said the rest of the week he was, you know, he was hosting in the Hatzalah. You know, helped Jews in Europe, sort of had Klal, and helped, you know. And he was Rosh Hashiva on weekends. That was when he was in the yeshiva. Yeah, sometimes he used to daven in the beforehand. So, yeah. And Aaron Cutler. And then he moved to Barapak. But not Lakewood. I'm going to tell you. But he liked 12 machises. So I think he'd like this one. Even though Rabbi Henkin, Rabbi Yehuda Herzl Henkin. Could be his grandfather would like it also. But he didn't want it. He came here, he was here in YU when he spoke. I remember when I was here in the 80s, I remember him coming to speak.
You
were there? No, Rabbi Yehuda Herzl Henkin. Rabbi Schneer, I'll tell you something. You know, when Rav Aaron Cutler lived on the west side, you know, you didn't have farm stores like you have today so much. Maybe legalizing this, you know. But you didn't have farm. So where did he get his farm from? Rav Aaron Cutler? No. Where did he get his farm from? What? No. Where did he get his farm from? What? The YU library. Yes. The YU library. That's where. So we'll talk about that. The YU library, he got his farm. I mean, Mandel had told this, but then when he passed away, they were returned. Rav Schneer got them returned to the library.
Was he
offered to be rebbe? No, a lot of people offered to be rebbes here. Right, he didn't come in the 50s. In the 50s, he wouldn't walk in to the building here. But in the 30s. He gave a share. Well, you see, the 50s. Why? What happened in the 50s? 50s is when the Lom Jarov passed away, Rav Shatzkis. So Shatzkis, I told you, Rav Kutner said he allowed Rav Aaron Lichtenstein to come to YU, the Tanai that he learned by Rav Shatzkis, because he was the Gadol Hador. He was the only one to be mastered from Chaim Moser. So when he was Nifter, Rav Aaron came to the Levaya. It was in this building. But he wouldn't walk in. So then, my friend Rav Shmuel Landsman told me, then Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky came to the Levaya. So it was a little awkward. Because here, Rav Aaron doesn't walk in, and he was going to plan to walk in. So basically, he said, Rav Yaakov, it's raining, we walk in, you know. So it should look, that's what. What?
Cool.
Yeah, it should look disrespectful that he's walking in when Rav Aaron wouldn't walk in. So he came. It was the Lom Jerov was Nifter, so everyone came. Yeah, what were we saying? Somebody else something? JTS has had the best library. But now they, you know, they put half of it in storage. So that's why our library now, that's why when we do the renovations and I wanted to make sure they don't throw away the books. So I told the different people that, you know, our library now is more significant because it's the only big library in the because we don't have, JTS library is already half in storage. So that makes our library much more significant. And we have two Talmidim from the Shir who worked in the library, Nimrod and Aaron, who both worked in the library. And you say Motzei Shabbos is still going to be open? From when to when? From when to when? 10 to 1? 3 hours. You got 3 hours done. Motzei Shabbos for these days. There's a very good library on Fifth Avenue. The New York Public has the Jewish room. I've used that. Yeah, excellent. In fact, just recently, somebody asked me to find something for them, and we didn't have it, but the New York Public had it.
It's a little bit Brandberg.
It's right, 42nd Street and Fifth Avenue. Excellent library. But it's closed shelf. You can't just go to, like, while you're library, you can just go to the shelf. And get, it's fine. In those libraries, you got to, I mean, when I used to use the library, that was before the computer age. You fill out a form, which book you want, what paper you want, and then they brought it to you. Now I assume it's, when I was told it's all computerized. So you have to, the JTS library was open shelf.
Not anymore. Like parts of it.
Yeah. So it's a big mila to have an open shelf, because a lot of times you're looking for a certain sefer, and then right next to it you see a new sefer you never even heard of, but you would never have known about it had you not been able to go to the stacks and actually see. Okay. Number 60, Tein Divrei Lev Avram. Who's the Lev Avram? Who's the Lev Avram? Right. You know who he is? You know who he is? I'll only tell you, he was a big Talmid Chacham in Muncie. So he has a tshuva about that. He basically wants to say that the you were around that they opened up yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, Lev Avram, we used to call it Lev Babe, before your guys' time. Because I don't think it exists anymore. But Lev Avram, the boy called son opened the yeshiva. And, what? Sure, that's another son. That's another son. And, on the Avenue L there, you know. Oh, maybe a different. Maybe a different song. So he basically says that at Mechitzi Yanin, whenever there's a pre-arranged gathering. So, like people in the subway, they're not pre-arranged, everyone's coming. Whenever there's a pre-arranged, that's as you saw, the pre-arranged gathering, and that's what you need, separation. That's what you need, separation. Pre-arranged gatherings. So like a hesped, like a drasha, like a, that should be separate seating. I know, he says, the Om the Nira Shadid Yisr Taruvas Hanilman Megmara had a document in the Sofim Kovim Atzma Leza Dova Mukhar Amachinus of Yachta. Hesped, Shoeva, so, and then he says, as soon as Nesuin, because that's a pre-arranged. So So he says, whatever this prearranged, that's as you saw, there should be separate seating. That's the trot of the Gemara. When the Gemara learns out from Simchas Meisach Waver, from the Hesped, the Zchariah, what's the common denominator? Prearranged gatherings. That's what he says. But he says, Masha Enke, Menosim Yachad, Mesivas Barzel, but technically he says, you're allowed to go on a train. Even though it's mixed seating. I mean, you're mixed seating. Go train. The answer is, it's not prearranged. Right, so I guess if you're able to make it better, you know, matot. But that's his work.
What about a kiddush after the shabbat? After the service?
Right, so that's also, they're not called prearranged, probably.
And what is the more been
arranged from before?
What do you consider prearranged?
So I heard Rabbi David Miller, the Grus, when they have a kiddush and Grus, he makes it.
Separate.
Yeah.
What
would
you say?
Yeah, I mean, it is definitely a myla. I mean, it's a myla.
What do you consider prearranged? Because the seating on an airplane are also prearranged. They're very much determined as to where. So it's like a very generic term, to be honest.
That's right. Right. Why is it? Right, so they're also coming together for a common. No, but the answer is they're coming together for a common thing together. They're all doing the same thing together. So you say, well, they're all going to Israel together. Everyone's doing their own thing on the plane. It happens to me. I want to go to Israel. So they're all davening together. They're all having. Each one is doing his own thing.
Yeah.
So,
look, I want to clarify
that. Okay, yeah, emotion comes to the question. Yeah. Yeah, so that's your emotion right there.